The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Jonathan coming to you live right now from the studios of 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family for the Music Hypebeast podcast. Just to let y'all know, the Music Hypebeast podcast ranks in the top 200 on Apple Music Podcast. The Music Hypebeast podcast is special. Here is why. We interview some of the most innovative minds in the world of music. But these are not just any type of minds. These are minds of independent, free-thinking content creators. They put their passion, they put their drive, their desire into creating music at 1,000%. It's raw, unapologetic, authentic on every level. The thing I love about the Music Hypebeast podcast is that the world gets a chance to hear who the next superstar could be. And that's an honor and a privilege. Tonight, I'm honored, super honored to be speaking with an international artist. I love her passion. I love her grind. She doesn't make excuses. She works extremely hard, and she loves people, and her music reflects a positive energy. I want to welcome, with a big red and blue carpet, recording artist, entrepreneur, philanthropist, international recording artist, entrepreneur, and philanthropist, Red Nani. Red Nani, welcome to the Music Hypebeast podcast.
Thank you for welcoming me, Jonathan. It's a pleasure to be here. Music Hypebeast again.
And definitely, no doubt. I think the first time he was on Out of the Mud.
Yeah.
I think it was Out of the Mud podcast. Right? So I'm going to jump right into it. In your country where you live at now, explain the music climate in your country. How do you feel about rap music, hip-hop music, Afrobeats music? Like, explain how the music is in your country and let everyone know what country you represent.
Okay, music in Barbados is, it attributes to our roots, you know, it's a history line. After, like, harvest and stuff, we would put on a show and, you know, dance to the music and to the beat and the vibe. And this took, and it took to being creative forms of costumes, acts, and stuff like that. I'm from Barbados, and everyone knows Barbados Pagoda is in August. And we highlight our tradition. We highlight, you know, the queen of the crop and the king of the crop. So all of that comes to play in my music in Barbados.
When you are creating music, explain to the Music Hypebeast audience just the culture of creating music, you know, in Barbados. Like what's that? You know, what, you know, like in America is different. Like, we got the studio. Some people smoke weed. Some people need candles. Like, tell me your, like, when you create music, what is your, I mean, what do you need to get to that creative space?
We just need, different studios are different. Some people are more airy. Some people have rules like no smoking. So, you know, you just bring yourself your book, and beats are made different. I mean, like, the beats are like faster beats than hip hop are. And, you know, we make spooch. So spooch is like kind of like a soul, like soul music, but different. It battle a lot in spooch. So, you know, it's a lot of praying and stuff like that.
Actually, this question comes to you in music. Inspirational aspect, like the music come to you for you to create it. Do you meditate? You got to go to a certain location. Like, break down that process to us.
I listen to the vibrations of the music a lot. I like to go quiet places and make music. Sometimes I do make music depending on the feeling that I am in, and I try not to do that. But it depends on the feeling I'm in, the vibe I'm in right now. Probably from a situation that happens, something that's more personal. That's how I make my music.
How much of your personal life do you put inside of your music?
I would say probably 9%. because I try to push in inspirational music, but it's really hard. Sometimes I do get writer's block. So I would say
When you think about like the pressure of being from being an artist, you think about the pressure. You know, a lot of people, they can gain success from making one record, but in the music business, you got to make consistent records to have a real career and make money for yourself. Explain, how do you view the pressure of the music industry, and how do you deal with pressure?
I stay focused. You know, I try not to put my eggs in one basket. You know, I got signs that help me push, you know, and they're actually culture, location that I could help push my music. And that's one of the best things and great things about music. I can't really say about Rihanna making music. You know, we have people like Jackie Opal. We have people like Wendy Griffith. So music was always made in Barbados, and we do, you know, our transparency or whatever you may say, it's from America, because you do like American. Having that idea of working in America, making music in America, getting an income in America, that's really, really a lot. So I try not to like push anything on the rug.
Let me ask you this. How do you want people to feel about your music? Like, what type of vibe do you want to create with your music? Let me say it this way. What type of vibe do you want people to receive when they hear your music?
I don't want to be too naive about it, because music is music and people are people. You know, people gravitate towards all types of music. I want my music to like stick, you know, like probably a little bigger, or, you know, a Sunday song that you could put on when you clean your house too, or, you know, picnic too, or something like that. That's how I feel my music.
What do you do? Well, let me ask that question after this one. Let me do another question before that. When you walk into a studio, I want you to explain to the Music Hypebeast audience, like, what type of feeling does it give you? What type of person do you turn into when you walk in the studio?
When I walk in there, free up. It's not like I walk in there, free up. I free up a lot. I get a little tinkling time. I actually get there early so I can get tinkling time. Still, I rehearse a little bit to myself. Sometimes I might see a couple artists there ahead of me, or probably just come to chill out in the studio or something. I just free up and let people take control, let, you know, that light take control.
I want to ask you this. What about the industry makes you nervous? What is something about this music industry that makes you, you know, I wouldn't say afraid of it, but like gives you caution? Like, what are some of the things about the music industry that you don't like, that you know you got to look out for?
I don't know. I think it's just life. I mean, one day you could be on top and the next day you could be so low on life. And I can't really pinpoint anything now that I could say I don't like, because a lot of Black girls are having this say, you know, working in the industry. So a lot of people now are really getting to be who they want to be. One of the things that make me nervous is not seeing people that I come up hearing on the radio or on TV, when I watch the BT Awards or when I watch the MTV Awards shows, anything like that. So that's one of my nervous things. A lot of people are like saying, so.
How do you feel about performing live? Like performing live, like how does that make you feel?
I feel good about it. I feel like a drink, an energy drink, and I just ready to do it. That's how I feel.
What are some things you need to improve on to be a better artist? You think you need to take vocal lessons, take dancing lessons? Like, what do you think you need to do in order to perform?
I think I need to take a few dancing lessons and some vocal coaching along the way.
Say the last part of
you. Some vocal coaching along the way. You know, I heard, I was watching this interview and I heard, like, don't matter what type of artist you are, they still go vocal training. Even like the greats, like Michael Jackson and Aretha Franklin, and I'm not too sure about Dolly and stuff like that, but they do vocal coaching.
What's one thing about you that people say, you know what, I love that about Red Knight? Like, what's one characteristic about you that people really like about you?
I think a lot of people gonna love me for my grind, because it's something that I want. Oh, I working hard to achieve where it needs to be. But, you know, I'm a people's person.
What's one thing about you you feel like you need to improve in order to be a better person?
I think I need to improve being nervous. You know, the way I speak, the way I walk, the way that I think, in terms of, you know, being too much in a shell. No, I don't know if you could comprehend it. Like, as a woman, we should put about certain instincts. Yeah. So I need to be, like, more free up in my nature.
How do you spell your name on music streaming sites so people can on listen to your music? Yeah, like Spotify and Apple. How is your artist name spelled? Like the one that we're working with right now.
REDNAWNIWE. Rednani.
Say it one more time.
REDNAWNIWE.
And give us your Instagram handle nice and slow. If you can spell it out, that would be great.
Yeah, my Instagram handle. For you guys who don't know, it's Nani_Pool. And then, you know, it's not me some babyish, but I do love, like, Pooh Bear. He's very wise. Pooh Bear is a very wise show for anyone.
Yeah.
So it's NAWNIWE.
I keep telling you to change it to your name, though.
Pardon?
I mean, like, he reminded you, you should change it to your artist name. Yeah. Like everything meant.
And they had it as my artist name, you know? So I probably may improve on changing that. R-E-D is Nani, N-A-W-N-I-E _P-O-O-H.
Great. And any final shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, I want to shout-out to Out of Mud. I want to shout-out to Music Hype Beast. You know, I want to shout-out to all those artists who's still on the ground working, you know, and want to work hard with me. Everyone who showed me love in the chat, you know. And I also want to shout out, you know, my friend Andre, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, we thank you for being on the podcast, and we look forward to continuing to work with you. Thank you for trusting the process of Radio Quotient as well. All right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't forget to hit the red button on front of your screen, okay?
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you so much. Right now, the people, R-E-D space N-A-W-N-I-E-E. Tap in, whatever. She's a definitely a multi-talent artist. Take care. Peace.
Peace.